From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Chris.
Welcome. Here we are again. Another week, another more Giants talk. Let's do this again. As you know, it's the final score. Before I say anything else, the final score is very fortunate. Tennessee Titans 17 and the friggin' hapless New York Giants 0. But now we don't have to hear about playoffs anymore. We know it's completely over. We don't have to dream anymore. We know exactly from here on what the conversation will be, and we'll start it right now. Remember, the dial-in number is 929-477-4171. It's your professor on the line right here. This was week 15, and hold on a second. I'm doing something. Okay, this was week 15. We expected a little something this week, and we didn't. Actually, we did get what we were supposed to get. But we're gonna discuss it in a second. Let me just tell you first off that we got a holiday special tomorrow that I need you guys to really tune into. It's at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is the holiday special, holiday episode rather, with the Ranger Proud, Knickerbocker Ave, the Frontliners. We'll do a lot of Yankees talks. Myself, we're going to talk about the sports year of 2018 and looking forward, which is very important for the fans of this particular forum right here. And the live stream is going to be on www.bleedblueshow.com. I really need you guys to check that out because that's going to be fun. You're going to learn some things and you're going to chime in some things. You're going to remember some things. You're going to have fun with it. And it's really, really, really cool, man. Remember to, and also there's other shows that we've already done, as you know. And also, if you want to hear how funny you sound on a podcast, just check out www.bleedblueshow.com. You can stream. You can download the episodes from the website. You can also, as I always tell you guys, you can download on iTunes, TuneIn, the Stitcher apps, Podcast Republic, or anything else. And also, along with all the social media that you already know, which is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, everything's Bleed Blue Show, Bleed Blue Show, Bleed Blue Show .com. You know what we're not going to do? I'll tell you what we're not going to do today. We're not going to be upset. We're not going to yell and raise our voices over anything. We're just, you know, going to be content with this is what we have. This is what we love. This is what we're attached to. And win, lose, or draw, this is your team. And you got to stand by them. You may not like it all the time, but, hey, you can be mad for now, but you'll be happy tomorrow or vice versa. This is just how we're going to do things. We're not going to be all out of control today because it's totally it's not even worth it. You know, there's a lot of things I saw today that I absolutely despised. You know, this was just probably one of the more dreary New York area days I've seen in a long time, and I'm pretty sure it contributed to the New York Giants situation on the field. But you know what? These guys are built to handle this kind of pressure, and whatever pressure they felt today, they really exhibited on the football field throughout their performance. Good job by Mr. Henry, by the way, doing his thing on the other side of the ball. This guy hasn't shown up in fantasy all year until the last 2 weeks, and now all of a sudden he gives me points. Unbelievable. So I don't know whether I should be happy or sad. Anyway, you guys, 929-477-4171. Let's try this again. 929-477-4171 is the guest call-in number, and you are a guest. And I see you guys in the queue, same old familiar faces. Hey, let's keep it civil. Let's start with Lady Blue and move it around a little bit. What's up, girlfriend? How you feeling?
How are you, my dear?
Hey, I'm content. I'm just gonna have to be this way. I accept life as it is right now. this is what we do.
We're gonna get better.
But I'm gonna let you know that right now. That's something else I didn't say. We are. People tend to forget that this is a rebuilding process that we're in, a phase that we're in. We get a little antsy because it's been a minute, but this is what we are. Okay, continue, Lady Blue. Go ahead. Sorry about that.
No, the playoffs are off the table. I honestly
didn't
expect Yeah, I honestly didn't expect us to get into the playoffs because, honestly, I did not believe we were good enough. So I'm not surprised. I'm really not. I mean, I know the weather had a lot to do with it, but like you said, there's a lot of things I did not like what I saw. But, hey, it is what it is. Now we just have to continue to play for pride. That's about it. We need to shake this off and just continue to play for pride.
I'm not laughing because it's funny. I'm laughing because we seem to say that every year. It's just funny. It's just funny to me.
I know.
But
hey, at least we're not the only ones that ended in a goose egg today. So I'm actually very happy that the other team with whom I hate, which I do not name, lost today by a goose egg. So,
I didn't even hear about it. How did they goose egg?
23-0.
Really? Oh,
yep.
Good. Well, I feel better now. Oh, this is a different day then. Oh, okay. I feel better. Oh, that's a little bit different.
Yes, because I hate that team. Ooh, I hate that team with a passion.
Oh, but I can play this song then. Okay. Let's do this. You hear that? I like that. Okay, well, we can do this one. I like this one too. Where's Azul when I need him?
Yeah, right.
Oh man.
Did you enjoy your birthday?
Oh my goodness, did I ever? Thank you for asking. I mean, there are people that I haven't seen in years. I mean, going back through the military, going all the way back to junior high school. We had
great.
Of you young people that are born in the 90s, that's middle school. Okay. And it was just really, really gracious, and I really appreciated the sound out for everyone. You know, all those years of telling everybody, it's just another day, they made me pay for it. So I appreciated it.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Well, I listened to
Now,
I
forget
listened
my
to
birthday. Wait, I'm cutting you off. What about the next day?
Uh-huh.
What about the day after mine?
Yes,
what was
I
that
had a
like
good
for
birthday.
You?
Good. I apologize for not being on Thursday. I had things to do, but I want to thank Ed for giving me a shout out. I do appreciate it, and I thanked him online. But yeah, I went out to dinner with the family. We had friends actually here from Texas that we haven't seen in like 8 years, which was an awesome thing, that joined us for dinner. And then we found out that they're actually going to be for the holidays, so I get to hang out with them more. And they're actually thinking of moving back to Jacksonville, so we'll have our friends again. So I'm very, very happy about that.
That's a lot of woman cave you got to move. That's a lot of woman cave.
Oh, no.
If anybody has Katie Lane's woman cave, you guys got to check it out. You got to post that. It's unbelievable.
Because
I need you on the line with me. Hold on. Stand by, girlfriend.
Okay.
I want to do this. 929-477-4171. The definition of lit, Jace is next. After that, Jet, Frank, and Dre Graham. All right, lit. I know you're going to. You're the definition of it.
Let's have it. Hey, first and foremost, I'll be in Indianapolis next week with my friends from Chicago. So if anyone's going to be going out, Indianapolis, if anyone's going out there, I'm going out. I'm leaving on Saturday. Going to hang out with Carl, Michi, and Danny. Hope to see some other friends out there. But listen, what the main important thing is about today, some callers in the past on air and privately via text to me said that the culture is changing for the better for the Giants. They see it, how they're playing today. The only thing that I can really say, there was no heart on all sides of the ball, zero heart. I saw no heart out there. We were getting destroyed everywhere. I have no idea what happened. You can blame it on the downpour. You can blame it on the Titans. But there was zero heart, zero energy today's game. I was extremely, extremely disappointed with the zero heart showing. This was not about talent. If anybody says we have no talent out there, this was a complete zero heart effort all the way around. Drop balls, no protection on the offensive line. Unfortunately, I have no idea what happened. Defense could not stop Henry at all. Nothing. I mean, I don't know how many first downs they got, but I mean, this was just, I don't know. It was almost like the varsity team playing the ninth grade team. It was terrible. And I hope that they look at the film and on a positive note, they see where they can reflect and see where they were wrong and correct it the next 2 days, excuse me, the next 2 games. But this thing, nah, the culture's not changing with this performance.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I think it was very smart for the Titans to keep the ball on the ground all day. You know, I don't really remember what Mariota's final I don't want to even look for him either. What his final stats were. But it seemed to me that the smart game plan for them was to keep it on the ground. Do you think we should have followed that kind of suit and kept it on the ground as well?
You know, Chris, you brought up a really, really, really good point. Absolutely. We should have pounded it. But on the flip side is we could not contain and seal anything for Saquon to bust. Now, Chris, I don't know. I hope you notice this too. It's almost like instead of the Titans defense spying on Eli, all they did this entire game was leave Eli alone and spied on Barkley and did man-man on all the receivers. It was man-to-man pretty much. There was no Tampa 2. It was spy on Barkley and do man-to-man on the receivers, and it worked, and it shut us down.
Wow. Well, that's what they did.
But, hey, look, Chris, before you put me on mute, I hope you had a great, wonderful birthday week. I'm sorry you can't come out to Indy to be with us, but your thought, I will be thinking about you, as I always do when I travel. Where is my professor?
Appreciate you, Lit. Appreciate you. Thank you, bro. Thank you, man.
You got it, man.
Yeah, I'll be thinking about you, too. 929-477-4171, definition of Lit. That's who that was.
Yes,
G6, flying high from North Carolina, ladies and gentlemen. What's going
Fly
on?
Fly high.
Hey, not much, man. Hey, bottom line is this, man. That game didn't have shit to do with heart. It didn't. It didn't have shit to do with heart, man. Jason knows that shit. At the end of the day, you're playing a team that has a hell of a lot more to play for right now. They're in the middle of the wild card race. They just made the playoffs last year. They don't want to stink it up and not make it this year. They go to 8 wins. They're right in the thick of it. They just had a hell of a lot more to play for at this point. It was always going to be a miracle situation for us to get in, you know, and that's just the bottom line, man. I mean, it's nothing else really to – it's not a complicated thought process at all. At the end of the day, the Giants are who they are right now. You know, we got our physical. You seen Henry, they were all – it's not a matter of heart. It's a matter of we don't have that player on defense that's just going to man up with a Henry. I don't know if anybody got that guy, but we just don't have enough talent that's going to contain a guy like that.
I think Chicago might have something on him.
Chicago, you got a few little sprinkle teams in there. You know, they're an NFC team, though, but – you know, obviously some teams out there that could, but yeah, we just.
Right.
You know,
I mean, it just came up to me when you made that statement. That it just popped in my head. That's all. Okay.
Yeah.
I was just thinking about
that. There's a few teams out there that'll be able to man up and man up with a Titans team. But that Titans team's not a bad team. They've had some bad breaks this year. They've had some injuries, but that defense is top shelf. And right now, the way the Giants are right now. They're a run first team. That team goes through Barkley. So if you shut Barkley down, it's pretty much a wrap. You know, I was telling the fellas during the game, you know, Barkley continues to get snuffed out, we're pretty much done. But that's just the way the Giants are right now. You know, at some point, again, be patient, everybody. There's gonna be talent infused on this team. There's gonna be some mean guys infused on this team that's gonna want to play games like that with authority. They're coming. Mm-hmm. You just got to wait and see, be patient. And we really don't have that guy right now on that defense. You know, it'll come, but we'll get this thing squared away soon enough. Be patient. But I didn't see nothing that surprised me today. You know, that team goes through Barkley, and if you shut Barkley down, especially with OBJ being out, that's an easy matchup for just about anybody if you're going to shut Barkley out. It is what it is, man. It's nobody to blame. It's just you played a better team today. They just a better team. They got a hell of a lot more to play for. And that's pretty much it, man. You know?
Okay. I got you, G6. I got you, G6.
Yeah. Yeah.
G6. Flying high. From Frank in the house. My bad, G6. Frank in the house. Hey, man. What's up, Chief?
What's up, Chris? Right. I thought it was safe. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me? I thought it was safe to come to water, but I thought it was safe to come to water, but it wasn't.
Man, the water's fine, man. You know, we're not working with a boat. We basically, like Jet just alluded to, we're working with a bass boat. You know, right? Yeah, right there on the edge. It's building though. It'll. You know what? I'm not really down anymore, man. Because I'm pretty much accepted the fact that this team is going in phases, and it's going to improve. I'm disappointed as a fan that I wanted to see something more today, but hey, I understand the process also. So I'm not so down. I'm not so down. How about you though?
I'm good. I fell asleep, so I saw. I didn't even when I saw. Chris. It's they come to play when they want, man. They don't know how to play ball. They come to play when they want to play. You got to ask yourself, do these guys really want to play, or are they just playing for money or whatever it is? I mean, how do you come out one week and the next week you don't? I mean, I agree with G6 about how this team today had a mission to go to the playoffs and the Giants, a long shot. I get it. But to be blanked out, I mean, come on. I mean, it don't make any sense to me, but it is what it is. It's the NFL, bro. It's the NFL.
Not
this is the way it is.
Who said that? Who said that last week? I think it was Big O. Not so long if you play like
not
that.
Not so long
okay.
is true. I'm with you.
All right, Frank. Eat that cue, because I think you barbecuing down there, aren't you? I can smell it from here.
No, I'm in the car. We're going to Sam's Club, bro. We're grabbing some stuff. But I'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Pick me up some stuff on sale. I need some paper cups.
All right, brother. I got
it. 929-477-4171, Dre Graham. Hey, man. What's going on?
Can you hear me?
Got you. I hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yep, right. I got you.
Yeah, man. It is what it is. If you look at most of their running plays, first of all, Henry, I think he only made one cut the whole game. He was just straight running north. Nothing shifty, no shifty moves or nothing. They just couldn't tackle. I mean, what you expect?
He was wiping
Giants
off of his shirt.
Yeah, yeah. What you expect? He was wiping Giants off his shirt,
particularly on that second touchdown. It was like move.
Yeah, I mean, what you expect when you trade away your whole run defense? When they got rid of Snacks, that's anybody can run up the middle. I mean, Adrian Peterson, not garbage, but he was offensive player of the week just running up the middle against us. I mean, you know, the old AP probably could have, you know, did something with Snacks there, but AP now, wasn't no way in hell he should have got offensive player of the week against us.
I can't hear you too.
Hold on. All right, you can hear me better now, right? All right. How many passes did Mariota actually throw this game? They barely even threw the ball.
I don't know. Like I said, I think he might have thrown 9 or 10. That's what it felt like.
Yeah, man.
It felt like that.
No, seriously, I know. All they did was run up the middle, man. Most of them plays that Henry was getting them yards off of was right at the spot where Snacks would have made the big pile up at if he was there. I mean, a couple
officially,
of them
he
cut
he
to the
12,
outside.
Officially, he was 12 out of 20 for 86 yards.
Oh, okay.
So he didn't do much.
See? Yeah, exactly. He didn't have to, though.
Right.
He didn't have to, though. But,
you know what? You know what I reminded me? You know what that reminded me of? Somebody, I think it was Razor Ruddock, was knocked out. Michael Jokes, I think, one time, about 20 years ago, would fight four or five straight left hands, right?
Yeah.
And they asked him at the end of the fight, they said, why'd you just throw left hands? He says, they was connecting, and it was working. So if you're running Henry left and right, up and down, north and south, through the concession stand, through the tailgate, and it's working, I'd keep doing it too.
Exactly.
Know?
It
worked on us.
Our organization, the only dumbasses that don't know the meaning of if it works, it works. Keep doing it. I mean, I know people don't like when Beckham come out and talk or whatever, but like Beckham said, you know, with the Eagles game, hey, personally, I would have loved to go downfield on them. They had second and third strings at cornerback. I would have loved to go downfield on them, but it wasn't in the game plan. Why not?
Well, you know what?
That's what everybody else would have did.
The whole season's not in the game plan now, man. We out, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
We're 5-9. And, you know what, truth be told, I think this is the point of the season where the coordinators and coaching staff looks at who they can keep next for minicamp next year. So that's where it is, man. I mean, it's nothing more we could do about this. I do know one thing. I know Eli's coming back next year. And I also
more
know something else that I saw today, and I can't wait to hear the rest of your fellow stakeholders chime in on this. The other thing I saw today, and this was particularly in the first quarter, I mean, the first half, was I saw about four balls slap the hands of Giants receivers and just fall off mysteriously.
Yep. Did you see that video?
Particularly
did you see that video this
Russell
week?
Shepherd. But here's the thing. Three of them were drive killers. And that's the kind of thing that needs to be that hopefully they address. But I mean, in film room or whatever this week. But
you see,
dude,
you see the Shepherd video where the little kid said he's trash. He told Shepherd he was trash when he did the undercover at Modell's.
Oh,
it was on the Giants
app.
He did the undercover. Yeah. He did the undercover at Modell's, you know, they didn't know who he was.
Drag.
Yeah.
I'm still
trash.
Drag, but I'll get to it.
Good.
Let me hit you back, man. Let me go back around.
All right.
Stand by, man.
All
appreciate
right.
you. 929-477-4171, Billy Bob. Be kind, Billy Bob. Be kind. And after the seals is up. What's up,
man? Can I ask, my first question is, when that dude touched that ball on that punt, why we didn't throw the flag on that one? I got to ask that question.
Say that again.
Say
that again.
I said, why we didn't throw the challenge flag on that punt that when the dude hit the ball? Can anybody tell me that?
You know what? I'll have Jet answer that one. Good, Jet. Answer Billy Bob's question.
What's the question again?
Ahead,
why did we throw the red flag when the other opposing team touched the ball?
On what play?
On that punt.
On that punt.
So the other team touched the ball, but we didn't throw the red flag. That's what you're asking?
We didn't challenge. Yeah, we didn't challenge at all.
I'm going to tell you why. First of all, the commentators kind of mentioned that play because the Giants were trying to say he touched the ball. If the other player touched the ball, why would you pick it up and just stand up and point the other way? If you touched the ball, if the other player touched the ball, why you didn't run towards the other touchdown? So that's one
because,
giveaway
listen,
that he pro.
No,
hear me out. That's one indication the shit probably didn't happen. Two. There's always somebody in the booth that's looking at all that stuff, they had enough time to say, hey, yo, get that flag out. So whoever was in the booth looking at the film, it could have been inconclusive to where you couldn't prove that it happened. You got to remember, that thing all about angles. If they don't get the right angle, if it's that close and they don't get the right angle, that's a wrap. So I guess they just, I'm just saying, they probably just didn't have enough evidence to throw that flag. I don't think it was just a, you know, a blatant coach screw up, but I think it was just one of those things to where, hey, we don't got enough evidence to overturn that. We're going to leave that alone. That's the only thing, you know. That's the three okay. factors you got to really think about.
I think it was. I mean, from my point of view, I'm at the bar and I see and hear this flip. But back to what you said, you can't advance the ball once you touch it anyway. So you can stand foot once you touch it. But they can't really kick the ball up and advance it. But man, listen, I understand that Tennessee Titans defense is good, but this shouldn't be happening when we're not scoring those points. I don't get Eli. If it rained out here, why would you try to make a throw like this here? Like, I mean, I don't know if it was a fumble. I know you want to make a play, but once I understand what you said, GC. I know our only weapon was Saquon, but you got to make this work, bro. We down the stretch. We got to make this work. I mean, like, because when I'm looking at it, Eli, there's no receiver out there that you can really key on. So what I'm trying to get you to understand. This ball should have been like, yeah. I don't even know what to tell y'all no more. Just to get beat up, this is not cool.
All I wanted them to do was
because
get the field
why I'm
goal
saying
with 140
this here,
left.
Because the reason why I'm saying this here, y'all can say that. Oh, listen, we had something to play for because everything was going the Giants' way. You had a whole bunch of teams that was out there losing games from the Indianapolis Colts. Man, we had a whole bunch. Everything was going our way. Everything was going our way in the NFL for the Giants. Not to sit here and say, oh, the Giants didn't have what they need to play like they were playing for. They were playing for playoffs. These last three games were playoff bound. Everybody was losing the day for the Giants to win this game here. And for them not to come out here and not notice that or somebody telling them that, no, I can't take this in, man.
I'm good. Well, you know what? All right. Well, let me move on, man. Let me move on. Billy Bob, stand by. Thanks, Jet. 929-477-4171. Billy Bob is all pissed off. He's gone. I see he dropped his phone. Oh, well, hey, man. This is what we do when we wear that blue damn jersey. You have to live with the consequences. Fields.
What's going
on?
What's
up, sir?
All right.
Hey,
my opinion on this game was that this game basically showed us exactly where all of our weaknesses are. Our defense does not tackle. Our defense does not get pressure. As far as our safeties, I think we're good in that area. Janoris Jenkins has, I think he showed that he's recovering from that injury better. You know, quarterbacks aren't going his way as much. Not that Mariota threw the ball much this game. I thought Eli did a pretty decent job today. You know, a lot of those passes bouncing off receivers' hands, it's unacceptable. And the other thing that got exposed was the only thing that our offensive line has done is they proved they're not horrible, but they're still bad. I mean, the fact that Saquon Barkley can't even get out of the backfield is ridiculous. Again, we got exposed today, and it let the fans, it let, I hope, the coaches, the organization, and anybody else that's looking at our team know exactly where our weaknesses are. That could come back to haunt us these last couple of games during the season, but it's definitely something to look forward to and hopefully improve on. Again, even though Eli had – and again, I don't think he had a bad game today. I don't think the game plan was bad. I think the execution was horrible. And I can't stand our defense not making these tackles, not wrapping guys up. And I mean, Derrick Henry could have walked 5 yards today the way we tackle. It's ridiculous. I'm sick of it. Like, that's the thing that's aggravating me the most right now. I'm not even mad at the O-line being bad because they are what we thought they were. I mean, let's face it. They're a bad O-line. They can get better. We can make some moves. Chad Wheeler has done a decent job, but he's still definitely still suspect. This team has a long way to go. And when you talk about replacing Eli – I would definitely be okay with them bringing Eli back. Eli has proven what a lot of fans have said. He's even proven me wrong. Yes, he's getting older. Yes, he makes mistakes. But he does show that when he gets time in the pocket, he can make some good plays. I mean, which is still better than half the, you know, crap quarterbacks in the league. I still think Eli has it. He might have another year or two in him. I'm just glad. I hate that we lost today. Nobody likes a loss. But I think overall, today exposed every weakness that the Giants have. We can't just be, like, last week we played against a depleted Washington team. We ran up the score and then did nothing in the second half. We have proven that, yes, we need Odell Beckham Jr., and yes, we do need Saquon Barkley on this offense. Because had Odell had been there today, I'm not saying the outcome would have been different, but I think our offense would have moved the ball a little better. I don't want to make any excuses for our team. I'm just sick of the defense. They're not tackling. I can't even call it tackling. They're using their bodies and they're body bumping them. I mean, it's the same thing that, you know, the quarterback does with the running back when he breaks off a 78-yard touchdown rush, and then they run up to each other and body bump each other. That's the way we're tackling on defense. It's disgusting.
Wow. Wow. That was a clear assessment. Look, the season is over, man. And from here on, going forward, it's all about assessing the future.
Absolutely.
I mean, it has to be. And it could have, it didn't have to be if we had just done a few things. But you know what? It seems like, and this is a personal thing, this is just me, I'm just tired of bitching about them, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I live and die with this goddamn blue squad, man, up in East Weatherford, man. And
well, the problem is you have to deal with what you have and not with what you don't. All we have is a ho-hum offensive line. All we have is a defense that doesn't play up to the game and tackle like they're supposed to, like you were taught in grade school when you first started playing flag football. I think I coached kids how to tackle because, you know, you got to make it advance to that next level. The problem is mm-hmm. we're not doing the simple, basic things that keep teams 8-8, 9-7, 10-6. These are the things that keep teams in those areas. We're a team that's hopefully on our way up. I mean, we're doing better than we did last year. You know, I give them kudos for that. I think that Coach Shermer's doing a good job, not a great job. He'd like to see us win a few more games. I thought the game plan today was good. If you look at the play calling I thought was really good, especially for the type of weather we had. Yeah. But when you can't get nothing going, these are the way these games fall. That's just the way it is.
That's it. Seals, that was an excellent assessment. Appreciate you, man. Call back on Thursday, man, when we do the pregame.
I definitely tried to get on Thursday, guys.
Appreciate it. Or just look at, you know, I'll give all the announcements in a minute, but just look out for the announcements on the Bleed Blue page and so on and so forth. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
You got it, guys. G-Fan for life.
Hey, there you go. That seals everybody. Remember, just like I said, bleedblueshow.com on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Bleed Blue Show. Wow. Again, 17, well, what the hell was it? Was it 17 nothing? Who cares? The Titans shut us out at home, which is my personal peeve today. Not so much anything else, just that. I just wish we had kicked that field goal at the end. I'm just going to put that in there. That's my little point of reference that I have that I'll take away from this game because nothing else seemed to have it is what it is, and that's why you guys are here talking about it. Wow. So, with no further ado, Christiane, how you doing? What's going on?
Hi, Chris. How are you? Good
how
evening,
you feeling?
Everybody. Good. How are you?
Hey, they're all here. Oh, man, you know, it's put it this way. I'm about an hour and a half south from the stadium, and it's whatever you saw on that field, I got it just about maybe two times as worse near the flood zone. So
yeah,
here's the thing. So I'm in Eagles country, okay, and their game hadn't started yet. So all the sports bars had on the Giants game, who they hate. Okay, so I'm in there with them. And we played like we played. And I'll leave it to your imagination how I'm feeling. I'll
you got Molly up and left the bar. I hope you had a buzz when you left.
No, I took the bottle home with me. It's right here.
There you go.
It's right here. There you go. So, how
well,
things on your
belated,
side of life?
Well, happy belated, Chris. I just want to say that first and foremost.
Oh,
happy
thank you
belated
very much.
Birthday.
Thank you. Very much. Thank you very much.
As far
I'm
as the game,
I'm 19 years old and feeling good. Go ahead.
I know every call you, every caller that calls in, you get a year younger. I've noticed that.
Oh, you did. Oh. Isn't that a medical miracle in itself? Unbelievable.
We went from 24 to like 19 where we left off, I think.
You've been keeping. This is why you and I we have that connection because you get it.
I'm telling you, we've got listeners out there. I'm telling you, we got our ears to the street.
So what's your takeaway from today?
It's over. It's over.
Yeah.
It is what it is at this point. We're going to build from here. We can't go anywhere but up from here. That's it. We got to stay positive. Mariota should have had a lot more pressure early on in the game. We should have been blitzing him from the jump. As soon as we started blitzing, it started to work. And I felt like the defense gave up. They just kind of felt defeated, and that's how I felt. I felt that they were just – they didn't care. They just kind of gave up. Henry, like the last caller said, looks like he was just walking right through, moving the chains, walking through. Yeah. Nobody on him, nobody really tackling. Everybody's just nonchalant, letting this guy run around. Good recovery by Dixon today with that little slippery ball. He recovered and got the first down, which was pretty impressive. Just Mariota was getting on my nerves today. There was no pressure on this guy. He had all the time in the world. Ingram had some good catches. Fowler had a great catch. Bad coverage on defense, just really sloppy. Goodson had a good play. Morrow was actually pretty decent, except for that
You know what, Christian? I normally am very, very hoarse after a Giant game because
I usually am too.
Right? Not only am I not hoarse today, the only time I actually yelled was when Riley Dixon, our punter, he said to himself, you know, this ball's wet. And he ran
he
and got that
memo.
First down. Yeah. And I said, okay, now the momentum's going to shift.
Right, let's
and,
do
it. That's
right.
That's it. I'm glad I wasn't at the casino, man.
Oh.
So that's what happened. So, look, going forward, what do you see, if anything?
I just see us building.
Actually, you kind of just
Schumer,
said it. You kind of already said it.
Yeah, Schumer it was decent. The play calling wasn't the greatest. The missed catches were ridiculous. Nobody can blame it on a slippery ball because Tennessee was catching every ball. So for us to sit there and make excuses, which I'm not, just not really a great game. But the thing that I'm most disappointed about is this could have been a one game. Also, we could have won this game. I don't care what anybody says. This was
a
doable game that we could have won.
Game.
Absolutely, absolutely. The score was only 17-0. I mean, if it was that serious, we would have got blown away 40-0. It's a whole different scenario. Yeah, we kind of held our own in the first. After the half, it was just downhill. It just kept getting worse and snowballing. But from here, we're just going to build, get better, get stronger, get everybody healthy. I don't really think OBJ would have made a damn bit of difference out there today. But we got to get better. Defense has to get better. O-line needs tremendous work. We need a lot of work. And we just need to get on our grind and be better. That's it.
That's it, Christiane, with that wonderful assessment. I like that. Appreciate that. Appreciate you. Thank you for, being you. Try to make the show. Try to make the Thursday show as well if you can.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
And remember the holiday stuff. All right. And just check us out on BleedBlueShow.com so you can check the schedule out. And we can, I don't know, just drown in our tears again if you want to do that. Or we'll
we can
laugh
vent.
Our ass
we can
off.
Vent.
We'll figure
That's
it out.
Right.
We can vent. Appreciate you. All right,
absolutely.
You guys, 929-477-4171. Christiane was on the line a second ago. Before I go back to Lady Blue, I got a new caller. This is Jesse. And I can't wait to find out what he got to say. What's going on?
Hey, what's up? Freaking Giants suck, man. They cost me $200.
I kind of knew you was going to come on like that, man. But why did you bet so high, man? What kind of odds were you doing? $200.
Yeah, and they had -2.5. The spread was, they were -2.5. I won spread.
Oh, okay.
I just felt like they just, yeah. So by the third quarter, I knew it was over. I just felt like they had momentum. To the other caller's point too. Eli did do decent this game. You know, I give him that. And like you said, when the punter ran it, that was incredible. It actually was a pretty fun game for a little bit, you know. But then also that Eli, you know, I don't know, because when it was 7-0, this guy threw an interception, and that was even if they didn't get a touchdown, they were bound to get a field goal. So I don't know. And the Cowboys lost today. I don't know.
I'm thinking about. I promised myself I wouldn't do this, but I gotta look at this realistically, because I try not to look back at stuff. And even when I was teaching them, I would tell people, "Hey, you know, look forward. I'm not type of cat." But you got to think about the fact that, okay, all right. Let me see something. Let me fix it here. Okay, so our first game of the year. This is for everybody, actually. Our first game of the year. We lost at home to the Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
That was a winnable
mm-hmm.
game. Then we went to the Texas and we got punched in the mouth. That also was a winnable game, 20-13 loss. Okay.
Right.
Then we beat the Texans. Then, if you remember, even though we lost to the Saints 33-18, we had that game. Everything was going great guns until the beginning of the fourth quarter. Then,
well, the
game
the Saints
that,
usually
my man
Charles
Jett,
to the Saints credit.
Again?
I'm sorry. Just to the Saints' credit, they usually shine in the fourth quarter the most anyway. On
that's
anything.
Right. They do.
Yeah.
But then again, next week, we lost our last second field goal. Then we got smacked in the face by the Eagles. That was understandable. But we shouldn't have lost to the Falcons. We shouldn't have lost to the Redskins. We did beat the 49ers. We did beat the Buccaneers. We should have beat the goddamn Eagles. And we should have, and we didn't beat the Bears, so and the Redskins. So I'm looking at this schedule, and I can't wait to get back to G6 and Lady Blue after this to ask this question. But I'm asking you, we should have. I'm looking at this, and this is really a 10-3 season. You know?
Right. I mean,
so
yeah. On,
maybe
I mean,
there
on
is
paper,
some positivity
yeah.
in here. Maybe there's some positivity in here that we could take,
and we were
that
missing,
we could take away, man.
We were missing ODB tonight also. You know, I know I understand we were missing him
so?
Last week also. Oh,
yeah.
That makes a big
difference. I don't think he would have made it. I believe,
yeah.
I agree with Christiane. I don't think it would have mattered.
Think
I think he would have lost
no?
by his ass today, and he would have got a fight too.
Look at those easy like receiver mess ups today. ODB grabs that without a doubt. He makes those completions.
Me and you
no?
need a drink. maybe two or three of. Well, no. Well, he. I don't think I'm gonna give you partial credit because I don't think he would have killed any momentum. I mean, when we were on these drives. But the one that stands out to me, Russell Shepard had the ball. You know what? It just didn't work out. Jesse, I'm going to take it around a bit, man. Keep your mic open, bro. 929-477-4171. Lady Blue, hey, give me a nice final thought before you leave. And by the way, I want to – I didn't get to say that the right way. So that's still for you, even though it's related. Okay? So please forgive me.
Thank
All
you,
right.
dear. Hey.
Give me a nice 5-minute final thought.
It is what it is.
A
the
long
only
one.
Thing, I mean, like, the playoffs are done. Good news. I mean, do we really have anything? We don't have any more
no.
stress, really, because we've got nothing to look forward to. So we just need to work on getting healthy and getting better. I mean, I just don't understand how people would really, really think that our first year of restructuring we would make the playoffs. I just, all I honestly wanted was to beat last year's, and we did. So I'm actually pretty happy about that. All I wanted to do was beat what we did last year, and we did that. So I'm actually pretty happy with what we did. Today's game, yeah, too many drop passes. They didn't play with heart or passion, but we can only get better. I mean, we lost by a goose egg, so we can't really do any worse than that. We only can get better each week. So we'll just see what happens. The next couple weeks, we just, you know.
I agree with Jet, though. I think we're on an upswing. I think there's something in the kitchen that we don't see. You know, I think we're fighting for it. I really do. I really do.
There are
really
some
do.
Good signs. We've got a lot of rookies. I mean, really, we have a lot of rookies. And to me, this is their learning year. They can only get better. They're getting the experience. They're getting the knowledge. And I hope they do get pissed off because it'll light a passion under them to want to do better. So I think we'll definitely see a turnaround, and we'll definitely find out who honestly wants to be here. You know what I mean? That's the key thing. Who has the passion that wants to play and who wants to be here? And I think we're going to actually see that, and we'll see what happens come the draft and you know, everything else. Everything will come. Everything will fall into place. Like I said, my biggest happiness is that we beat last year's finals. That so whatever happens right. from this point forward happens, I just really, 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 really pray that we beat the cow shits because I really hate them. Oh, I mean, our loss
you know
was big.
We got a reasonable
our loss
chance
was
to,
really
a reasonable
big.
Chance to do it.
Yeah. Right, but our loss was really big, but I'm always happier when they lose too. I am so happy when they lose. It just puts a nice smile on my face to see them lose. But
yeah, I feel a way. You know, I feel the same way about the Beagle. But
yeah.
I can't stand that damn team. Anyway,
next week is another week, and we'll see which Giants team shows up.
Yeah. We will. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm glad you had a wonderful weekend, and I can't wait to see you again. And show every. You know what you need to do? You need to post some pictures of your lady cave because that. I'm telling you, everybody, that's one of the most elaborate. Do you have like New York Giants bathroom tissue? You have that too?
I actually have Giants in the bathroom too, yes.
You know, you're
ridiculous. I have a Giants cutting board in the kitchen. I took over the kitchen as well.
You're sick.
But yeah,
I'll
need to do a panoramic video of my room because it keeps changing and I keep getting more and more stuff. I just got an autographed football from Evan Ingram, so yeah, I'm getting more and more stuff, so I'll need to do an updated
autographed
panoramic.
Wait! You got an autograph? Wait! You got an autograph football from who?
Evan Ingram.
From who? Was that the one he
88.
Dropped?
88. No. I won it on an auction site.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he dropped it. Thank you, Lady Blue. Love you. Talk to you soon. Jet, final thought.
It is what it is.
You know
man.
What, Jet? Hold on. Your final thought. Hold on. Your final thought. I got three more. I'm gonna save yours for a minute because I know what you got gonna say. Billy, hey Jesse, give me a final thought, bro.
My final thoughts. Eli, you did okay, but we're done with you. We need a new quarterback. We need a better offensive line. Barkley's a star.
Hold on.
He was still go down as a Hall of Famer. He won his two Super Bowls out of nowhere. He's great, but I think we need a new quarterback. That's my fun.
You asked for
my final thoughts. That's just my final thoughts.
I did. I sent you up, so Okay. Hey, man. Hey, you gotta. I need you to call in tomorrow, man, because I'm going to make an announcement after, you know, at the end of the show. So stay tuned. Hold on. Billy Bob, final thoughts, sir.
Hold on, hold on.
And then Christian.
Final thought.
Final thoughts, sir. I'm here. We hear, hear you.
Okay. My final thoughts is Will Greer. You need a quarterback. That's it. That's where I'm at with it. What y'all want from me, man? Hey, listen. If we all, hey, it's over with, so everybody, let's get to the offseason. Let's talk about these college players. I like Will Greer. Let's not wait for, I mean, I would love the Giants to find a good defensive rusher or give them another offensive lineman. But as far as I'm in, let's put Will Greer later down in the round. That's where I'm at with mine. That's where I'm at
okay,
with mine. Final
enough.
Thought. I'm going to still bleed blue. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, bleed blue. And stop being in your feelings.
In my feelings.
Billy Bob, ladies and gentlemen. Christiane, give us a final thought. Be the voice of reason here.
Well, the only thing that really would make me feel a lot better, and I'm probably speaking for a lot of people, just beat Dallas. That's all I really care about right now.
Definitely.
Just beat the hell out of
God.
Them and let's just be done with it, okay?
Yes.
I'm so sick and tired of them. I'm so tired. I'm so glad they got blown the hell out today. I just
I love
keep
it.
Your faith, y'all. Let's just beat Dallas to the ground, and we'll just feel better about this. Let's just drop it.
That
it's the last game of the season
excellent.
And just be done with it and bury it, and let's come out swinging next year. Big blue for life, baby.
Bam. Bam.
I like this.
I love
I like this Christiane woman.
We got to stick together, us blue. We got to stick together, baby.
We got to stick together with the blue. Dang, that was hey, that was massive. Bam, put the fire out. Where the water? Where the water? Where the water? Bam. Y'all stay up. Stay, leave your mics open. Jet, give us the final thought of the night, sir. By the way, and tell us
well,
where we can find you, man. Tell us what we
hey, we on hiatus right now, but we're coming back for the new year, man. Tuesdays
right.
at 8:00, Fly High Sports
okay.
Radio. But anywho, man, yeah, unfortunately, man, there are only two quarterbacks that will come in right away that could play for the Giants, and that's Herbert or Locke,
yeah.
Greer, Haskins.
I don't know him.
Drew Locke, Missouri. Go do, hey, go check him out on YouTube. Go check him out on YouTube, man.
You and I and the stuff start trading YouTube videos now. Anyway, so
yeah it
okay.
is. It's about that time. It's definitely official now. But anywho, Greer, Jones, Haskins, they all need time to. They need to sit and they
I
need
like
time.
That.
And none of those guys. So you're going to have Eli on the team next year regardless. Let's pass the baton the right way with this situation.
That's right.
Yeah, I think,
they did it.
I think he's earned. Yeah, hey, you know me. I've been wanting to get rid of Eli for a long time, but this year showed me, you know, we just need to be he can win. He is capable. And you continue to build around the team with the thought that a new quarterback will come in at some point in the future, man. And that's how you build a team. You know, you don't just kick somebody out, cut somebody. It's not that easy to replace that position.
Right.
I think Eli's earned a spot on his team next year. Is he perfect? No. Is he losing ability? Yes, he is, of course.
Yeah.
But what quarterback isn't at that age? Brady's not the same guy he was 10 years ago. No way and no how. He's not. He's not that guy. Ben, none of those guys are still the guys they were 10 years ago. So with that being said, man, let's be patient. We're going to continue to build this team around what we got, infuse more talent as we go along, and we'll be back. We'll be back to a respectable franchise in a year or two, and we'll all be able to hang our heads high, you know, puff our chests out, talk junk on Facebook and all the other social media.
Right.
Watch, it's coming real soon, man. So just be patient. It's coming. It's coming,
and
y'all.
You know
just
what, Jet? I gotta tell you, Jet. I want to say something real quick. I know we run out of time, but let me say this anyway. While I got you and Lady Blue and Christiane and Jesse and Billy Bob on, you know what? I think it's my life experience. Okay, whether it be fraternal, military, or whatever. But here's my thing. Here's my thing. Is Eli old and losing ability, as you said? Indeed he is. Okay? In fact, he's been smacked upon his noggin more times this year than arguably any other year he's been around. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does he make the right decisions all the time? Hell no. And he makes some whack-ass throws, and he'll frustrate the shit out of you.
Yeah.
And when he came into this league, he was miscategorized then. You know, I remember Tiki and Michael Strahan talking about, well, you know, I don't think the kid's all there. He's kind of a country bumpkin, blah, 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 and all of this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But here's my thing. And people will also tell you in the street, well, hey, man, shoot, yeah, he won us the 2 Super Bowls, but that was a long time ago. My argument is this. He's still here.
Yeah.
No 15-day disabled list. Hold on a minute. No taking off unnecessarily, which was his right to after a 10-year man to take some games off. He didn't do that. He showed up to play every time. He's been at work every time. Practices.
That's right.
Camp. You never heard him throw anybody under the bus, whether it be a teammate, your organization, or even a media.
Never. Right.
Or even his brother. Yeah. He's never done that. All he's done every day for 15 years?
Yeah.
Show up and win every damn game. To me, that's a real man. That's a warrior.
Well,
he's had to deal with monsters on the other side of him, from the 49ers, from the Cowboys, from the Eagles twice a year with some of those teams. You know, he went up against Brady twice, Belichick twice, destroyed them when it mattered, particularly in 08 when you thought that team was destined for greatness in New England. Look, the
you know
dude
what all
has
that,
a resume.
Chris, you know what all that? You know what all that means? It means that you're not going to be able – you have a player like Eli on your team, but guess what? We're not going to be able to fix 10 years of bad drafting. We wasted a lot of Eli years and time under Reese. That's facts.
We did.
That's proven.
We did. No, those are facts. Those are absolute facts.
Those are facts.
I agree with that. But I'm talking about the replacement part where everybody's whining about.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man, he's done. He's rid of – well, wait a minute.
Pat, you got to
draft a player.
Hey, you got to pass that baton the right way in this situation. This is not a situation like a, this is something you got. It takes patience. A young quarterback has a lot to learn from Eli, somebody like a Eli. And this is not a Peyton Manning type situation where he was hurt. His future was bleak. Or in question, and you draft another guy. This is a whole different situation. I think Eli plays next year and retires as a man, as a Giant, with respect.
Right. Okay, but why can't we do what Green Bay did 10 years ago? He went ahead and drafted Rodgers, and he sat there for 3 years and watched Brett Favre do his thing. And then when Favre was gone, they had no problems. Absolutely no issues. Just slide in there, man, who's been sitting there with the clipboard, watching the film, being on the practice field, learning from a previous Hall of Famer, everything he needed to know. And then look what happened to Aaron Rodgers. No one saw this happen.
Yeah.
We knew he was a halfway decent quarterback coming into the league,
yeah.
but we didn't know he was going to be Aaron Rodgers. You know,
right.
You know what it is, Chris?
So
the years of bad drafting, we put it all on Eli. But this year you're seeing with just a little bit of better drafting, or a lot better drafting, and just overall better personnel being put on the team, you're seeing you're seeing remnants of the old Eli again, which just proves our point, man. You just – even me, I had to eat crow on that one. Let's just be patient. It's going to take time.
Why did you say that word? Don't you know that's a key word?
That's a key word.
Oh, man.
Eli got a couple years.
Why did you say that, man? Wow.
Well, I know. But we,
oh,
Lord. I don't know why we so, but we all so quick to want to get rid of Eli. I've been there. I've been one of those people, but, man. Look what we're seeing.
Hey, G6.
Chris.
Hey, G6. G6, I want to ask you something. Go back to what you said before. Let me bust your chops for 1 second. Even though we lose, I still talk shit, and I still have my chest puffed out, and I'm still proud of our team. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Got to. But, hey,
you got
I'll
to.
Say this
I've been in love with
this
team since Fran Tarkenton was quarterback. So,
hey,
yeah,
man,
I'm a
say
Giants
this.
Fan for life.
I'm going to say this,
yes,
and I'll let y'all
yes,
have it, man. Last thing I say, look at them quarterbacks they just drafted. All these Barkley,
Rosen
and Darnold and all these
Mayfield
people.
And,
Mayfield and Baker and all. Okay, what you seeing? You're not seeing none of them guys are wowing you week after week after week. All of them are showing glimpses of what they can be, but nobody's coming in like a Wentz. Nobody's coming in. Even Mahomes took a year before he got on. Goff had a year on the bench before he got on. Wentz came in right away, but if you're looking for a Wentz, and you think we're going to score on a Wentz because it's a first-round quarterback, you're sadly mistaken. Look at them rookies this year that everybody wanted us to get a quarterback. None of them guys are really blowing the doors off of nobody.
It just occurred to me that Mahomes actually missed two games last year. Yeah,
he only played. No,
he missed
only
two
played
games
one
last
game.
Year. Wentz is out. Wentz is probably going to be out the rest of this year. Goff missed almost all of last year.
Yeah.
And Eli's still playing.
Right.
Yep.
We got a guy at quarterback that was out when the Sopranos was on. And he's still here. And you got to.
Hey,
I'm sorry. I have a lot of respect for that. I have a lot of respect for it.
Best quarterback class ever, man. Eli, Roethlisberger, and Phillip Rivers.
And
man,
Rivers,
them boys are
who
still
may be
doing.
The MVP this year.
Yeah.
So that was
that's best quarterback
some
class
good
ever.
Man. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a fun show. Jesse, have you been turned around yet, man? You've heard from Christiana. You've heard from Lady Blue and Jet. Have you gotten any information that's useful?
I actually like your point a lot about the Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, I never even thought about that. That was a great point. So
yeah,
you went
3 years, man. We thought there was something wrong with Rodgers.
So you might have turned turned me around on that whole theory.
Okay, thank you. Good. You call
with
in
that,
tomorrow
yeah.
because let me tell you guys something. This is what's happening.
Hold on. Can I ask one thing, please?
Sure.
Wouldn't it be so funny if Redskins end up winning the division with a third string quarterback?
Can they? Can they do
they
that?
They still can. Yeah.
Yes, they can.
Cause
it can happen.
Because they're 7-8. The Cowboys are 8-7. they can actually win the division still.
That's right. And the Eagles don't. Wait a minute. The Eagles. Do the Eagles have any more division games?
No,
I don't know. I don't have anything.
I don't know. I don't.
But you know what?
But the Redskins can absolutely win the division. Which would it would just be so funny on how bad that division actually is.
I'd be happy. Do you know how much I despise the Cowboys and the Beagles? I would love it.
It could happen.
That's another story. Listen, you guys, we're gonna run out of time. Hold on. Listen,
I'm sorry. We got a holiday special
tomorrow. It's tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All the biggies will be here. Knickerbocker, Ave, Ranger Prowl, all the frontliners. We're going to talk Yankees and stuff like that. Even if you ain't a Yankee fan, bring it.
I'm Mets, bro. Josh DeGrom.
Live stream. Mm-hmm. Where are we at? Okay, wait a minute. Where are we at? The live stream is going to be on www.bblueshow.com. Look in your all your social media. All of it. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of that stuff. All of that good stuff. All right, and also listen. Remember this. Check out www.bleedblueshow.com. Right, you got to download the episodes from the website. Okay, All this stuff is on everything, all our shows, going back 10 years damn near, iTunes, TuneIn, Podcast Republic, Stitcher apps, everything. And also, check this out. The web video series is coming, man. Your ugly face is going to be on it, on the Bleed Blue Show football, I mean, Facebook page. So you can get to see how ugly y'all look, except for, you know, of course, Christiana and Lady. they look gorgeous. But that's not the point. The point is they're going to be there. I mean, everybody's going to be on that. And so pay attention because this is y'all's thing, man. You know, this is for y'all. This is for y'all to come and bounce your, you know, wonderful blue knowledge on. This is y'all. This is about you guys, man. So come on and let's do it like that. All right. So look, if y'all, let me hear one thing. Billy Bob, are you still there?
I don't know what
Billy Bob. Would you say Bleed Blue, please, so I can hear your mouth? Just say Bleed Blue.
Bleed Blue. Bleed Blue.
Thank you very much. Stop being in your feelings. Okay.
I'm going to sit here and be in my feelings with y'all. Nothing wrong for the ear.
Wait. We out of here. Talk to you later, man. For Lady Blue, Jason, Jet, Frank, Dre Graham, the Billy Bob you just heard, Mr. Seals, Christiane, lovely Christiane, and Jesse, look, what a show. We had a good time, even though our team just stanked the joint out up there. All right? Got shut out at home. Hey, don't blame me. This is your family, your Bleed Blue family. You guys do this to us every year. But we have four Super Bowl rings to prove that we're worth the damn. Okay?
That's right.
And we've done – and things are only going to get better from here. No one has a fan base like we do. So I don't give a shit what happened, really, sometimes. So, on that note, Bleed Blue, everybody. Thank you very much for calling in to 929-477-4171. You'll hear from Azul tomorrow, and we'll keep this thing going. So, Bleed Blue, y'all, thank you for calling in, man. It was worth it. Very much so.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleed blue, 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 bleed blue.